The final of the big DIY challenge was on RT1, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And if you missed it, the series followed 52 DIY enthusiasts who had just 10 days to complete their project. And last night, PJ Gallagher revealed the overall winner, the person who was winning the €10,000 in prize money. And this is how he revealed it, and this is how the winner found out. Here we go.
Katrina Bergen, congratulations.
Where did you come from?
You've just won the big DIY challenge.
I did not.
You did so.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, you just won the big DIY challenge. I can't even go near. This is all yours.
You're so sweet. Oh my God, thank you so much.
How are you feeling? How are you, like?
Shocked.
You're gonna cry. Good.
Katrina Bergen. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
You got a bit excited.
I got very excited. Yeah, of course.
Well, they were a bit devious as well, weren't they?
They were particularly devious. Yes.
What happened?
So, yeah, they had PJ hiding in the. He had to lie down on the floor of the van.
Right.
So I wouldn't see him, and I thought it was just an update interview.
A catch up. Yes.
Yeah, and just to catch up, basically. Yeah.
Well,
and they even said that they'd be coming back on June 4th. So they gave me a date like way ahead. I was like, oh no, really?
A viewer, it worked really well. He popped out from behind your shipping container, and that's why you won. You did an amazing job in 10 days. You converted a shipping container into three sort of functional spaces.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I still can't believe I actually did it.
You did do it, didn't you? You did do it.
I'm doing it.
So 10 days. And now, will you tell people what experience you had before this? Because people watch these programs and think, oh, sure, she's been doing that for years. You've been welding for years. Had you?
Oh, God. I learned how to weld a week before in order to be able to do the bits I needed to do. Because I just said, right, if I'm going to do this, I'm doing it all and I'm doing it all on my own. So... And I've always wanted to learn how to weld, so it's a good excuse.
Is that stubbornness or independence? Which are a bit of both?
A healthy dose of both.
Both, right, okay, yeah. And what about the tiling? Had you done tiling before?
Yes, I did. I did an entire, I think it was 8 or 10 tiles I stuck around my sink really badly. And I stuck, people will be disgusted when they hear this, I actually stuck them down with grout. Because I was too lazy to mix up the tile adhesive.
Does that work? It's a lot more expensive, I would imagine, but does it work?
No, it's really bad. They all came off.
Oh, so did they? Right,
I had to do them properly afterwards.
Okay. So you had this shipping container, and was it where did it come from? Did you buy it specially for this project, or was it lying around somewhere?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll get it as quick as I can. But I basically was looking for them because I was originally going to do snail farming.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what you're going to do when you come up here.
Right.
So a friend of mine said she knew someone who had them who just wanted them taken away. So I said, right, I'll take them away. So I had to pay for them to get delivered here. And then I had them sitting one stacked up on the other.
Yeah.
Just kind of filling up with stuff and rubbish.
And it's two, is it? It's two stuck together, is it?
No, I have two, but that was the top one.
Go on, snail farming. I have to find out about snail farming. So why did you not do snail farming in the end?
Well, I did a lot of research and I went to a lot of conferences and I did classes and I did all sorts of courses and things like that. And I realised there's no money in it.
Okay, so. That's why you didn't do that. Okay. Now, you're originally from Sandyford.
Yes, I am.
Dublin 18. So why the move from Sandyford to Leitrim? And what were you doing in Dublin before you left?
I was working for the RFU. I was the Women's Rugby Development Officer for the country.
All right. So a high power job.
Oh, yeah, as you do.
Yeah. And why did you make the move?
Well, my eldest brother, Avner, died by suicide in 2012. And it kind of caused a bit of a shift in... just taking stock of life and wondering whether what I was doing was the right thing, you know, getting the good job, buying the house, you know, finding somebody, getting married, having kids, that kind of a pathway.
Mm.
And I just had to question everything, you know.
Right. As you do when something like that happens.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I'm doing this job. I love the job, but I was just getting very stressed. You sit in a car in terrible traffic all the time, stress your eyeballs on the way into work. You go and you have to deal with a boss who's, you know, annoying you or doing whatever. And then you have to get back in that car, get the stress of getting home. And you have to do that 5 days a week. And come the weekend, you're exhausted, emotional. What I used to do, my Friday night was to make my spaghetti bolognese, open a bottle of wine, find the saddest movie I could find and just cry.
Right.
Like that was it, was to just get all that stress and anxiety out. And then I'd feel a little bit more alive for the weekend. And that's kind of a sorry state of affairs.
It is. It's not really living, is it?
No. It's surviving. It's not. Nothing else but surviving. And that's what I was doing in Dublin. And, you know, I have and still have fantastic friends, but you kind of all get dragged off into your own little lives and you kind of get left. And I, you know, you can get pretty lonely in a big city, and it doesn't matter how many people are around you all of the time. You can actually feel particularly lonely, you know. So I decided I needed to change and do something different.
That's a big leap, isn't it, Katrina? Yeah.
Yeah. But I have a lot of good friends. I surfed in Bundoran for a long time, and I have a load of really good friends in Bundoran. And there's a lot of people I know up there who live in out of vans, surfing, enjoying life. You know, they don't have the high power jobs, or they don't earn the huge money, but they're happier than most people I know. And I thought, well, they must be onto something.
Yeah.
You know, the quality of life up here now, I just came up to the Northwest for a better quality of life, and I have definitely gotten it. And like, especially during COVID, I have been so glad and so grateful that I'm up here. I have space. I haven't noticed half of it because I'm just on my little farm doing my stuff and enjoying my life.
And did you go up there with the intention of staying, or was it a sort of an experiment at the start?
Well, I know initially I had been looking just for a holiday home, just to try and spend more time up here. And then when I found the little farm I found, there was just a sense of feeling when I was on the farm. I was like, that's it. No. Lock, stock and barrel, left the job, sold the house, moved.
And how do you, this is a personal question, but how do you make money?
So I do a little bit of consultancy and I also, I run Airbnb here at the cottage.
Right.
But you have to become a bit of an entrepreneur when you're up here, because when I arrived up, this remote working thing wasn't an actual thing.
Yeah. You're still there.
So I started a coffee shop with a friend of mine, and we had that for a year, and then we had to.
It's a lot cheaper to live up in Leitrim, isn't it? We've lost her.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Far cheaper.
Yeah, far cheaper. Yeah, so you can live on a lot less money. So describe, just before we let you go, then, because it's Friday, and you described your Friday in Dublin. So how does your Friday in Leitrim contrast with that?
Oh, nothing compares. Like, I don't even know. I think I might take the horse out, or I've got the dogs here. I may even get in the hot tub.
Nice. And what's your next project?
Yeah, it's considerably better.
What's your next project, Katrina?
I'm going to build a natural swimming pool.
Right. You're going to do it yourself?
I'm not allowed to use the digger. They won't let me use it. It's not mine.
Okay. Right, the line is sort of slowed down
but
there.
But yes, I'll be doing a lot of the work.
Great. Katrina Bergen, congratulations again. €10,000 winner of the big DIY challenge. Great chatting to you, and good luck with the swimming pool. Here we go. Yeah. That's Katrina there, and the line slowed down. That's what happened,
That's great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. There you go. And she's gone. Yeah.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.